Bienvenidos to the 5050 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about lo que es the 5050 Media. Yes, I'm in the podcast, the 5050 Podcast. Somos aquí y somos allá. But what is the 5050 Media, this company that seems to be sponsoring every single episode of nosotros? Así que we're going to go into detail cómo empezó, where it's at now, and what are the plans for it moving forward. Así que all this and more
coming up.
Y once again, bienvenidos everybody to the 5050 Spanglish Podcast, donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Man, we are like so hot into this whole season four, super efficient. Although last episode wasn't as efficient, it kind of rang a little bit longer than I had anticipated.
Well,
you know, but
it was first of all, unscripted.
Yes.
You didn't want to make an outline.
No.
So, cuando eso pasa, gente, then nos pasamos de tiempo.
You know, something that I told my psychologist today, Dr. Bailey, super shout out to Dr.
Hey, Bailey.
Le dije, you know, for the longest time, I didn't like routine because I thought that my superpower, my creativity, came from my lack of structure.
Oh, you're a peacock and we gotta let you fly.
Andale. Like, I always thought that my lack of structure is what made me creative, spontaneous, you know, and just overall cool. And he's like, I know exactly what you mean, but we have to know that routines are your friend. And I am trying to make routines my friend. So I even posted an ad on Craigslist, you know, hombre serio, 30 años, buscando una rutina. Mm-hmm. Una rutina confiable que pueda estar conmigo todos los días, you know.
yo lo que todavía no entiendo is how you and I have been married this long, and I'm all about routine,
you know,
and structure.
I talked to him about that. I was like, you know,
and you fought me so much
because I thought my superpower was my creativity.
Yeah, I never even thought that you thought about it as a superpower.
My superpower is my creative wit.
¿Te acuerdas cuando hicimos el episodio de Communication is Key? You never communicated this to me
because I still thought that what made me is me being witty, me being off the cuff, me being able to think on my
spontaneous
feet. Spontaneous. All that.
Out of the lines.
Which is definitely, you know, no son cosas malas. I mean, they're
no, virtues. Pues me casé contigo. O sea.
You know? To be fair, esa sí la planeamos. Esa sí la planeamos un poquito de perdida. But, you know, like I did tell him, like, look, it's like my wife, like, now I kind of just low-key envy how she can just say she's going to do something and then she just does it like a wild woman. Like, who does that?
Okay.
And he's like, yes, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. You know? Así que, I did ask him, does he really have ADHD or are you just making this up?
Did you tell him your wife told you?
Yeah. I was like, hey, Dr. Bailey, my wife told me that you're
full of poop, Mr. Yeah. Bailey.
Like, you just told me you also had ADHD to make me feel better. And he's like, no, I really do. And it's funny because in between the tests que me estaba haciendo hoy, he misplays his cards. And he's like, I have no idea where they're at. I have no idea. I always put them here.
Ah.
You know? So, you know.
Jesse, these are people who went to school to get into your head.
No.
So,
I mean, if he did that.
He's good at it.
You think he's like, no, babe. Like, I think he legit forgot his cards because he legit has ADHD.
Okay.
Anyway, so me está diciendo eso, ¿verdad? So point of the story here is de que ADHD, you know, me entra and sometimes my creativity makes longer episodes. Así que
like right now, this is a long intro.
This is a long intro. I know. Oh no. Okay. But speaking of intros, this episode is brought to you by
the 5050 Media.
The 5050 Media.
You now, used to say LLC, but then you cut off the LLC.
Because it's an LLC. Like, I'll say it's redundant. We don't need to know. Like, it's an LLC that we established. Now, what is the 5050 Media? That's an excellent question. The 5050 Media, ¿qué es lo que hacemos, babe? Si le dijéramos a la gente qué es lo que estamos haciendo, ¿qué diríamos?
Siento como que yo misma no entiendo lo que estás haciendo. I'm just kind of going with it.
Ajá.
Pero de lo que yo he visto y entendido is that we are trying to help whoever is needing to build their platform online,
mm-hmm.
To facilitate media content for them.
Yes.
Whether that is a comercial, like a commercial.
Sí.
A, you know, photography. Sí. Según tú. Pero sí. Yes, ya nos sí. pagaron for yes. our photography work. So technically we can say we've done it.
Yes.
and voiceover, podcast editing, any type of audio editing, video editing, translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Branding, copywriting, ghostwriting.
What is branding? What do you mean by branding?
Branding is like, you know, people,
because we outsourced our logo because we couldn't agree on a brand.
I know, but when we outsource our logo, it's not because we didn't have a vision for the brand. It's because we don't have the actual skills to do a design from scratch.
Ah, okay.
However, we do know what the vision is, you know, and where we're trying to go with it. Así que it is something that...
And we do free consultations because clearly todos son diferentes. Everybody's business is different. Everybody's audience is different. And the cool thing about us is that we understand both languages. So we've had opportunities with, in our local area, with things que we need to translate.
Mm-hmm.
And translating is really hard, especially when you're from a border town where our language is our own.
We're on los sabos.
Yeah. So siento como que a veces cuando you hire somebody from a huge company or you leave things in a huge company's hands, at least the problem we ran into at the health department a lot was that las palabras que usaban in the translation no son palabras que nosotros usamos aquí.
Yeah.
It does not translate to our demographic.
Yeah.
So it's cool that we've been able to work with local agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of know the vibe and we feel the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like not just Spanish, but it's also English.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I feel like we are
slowly coming into our own
niche. In
yeah.
That.
We are.
Especially if your content is bilingual, like our content is.
Mm-hmm.
We can edit it because we understand you both ways.
Sí. So cuando nosotros empezamos este podcast, obviously, you know, we didn't have the idea that we're going to be rolling in it, you know, when it comes to money-wise, you know, no era esa la intención, especially when it comes to being always in kind of like a public eye, like these other big podcasters. That's,
yeah,
that wasn't the vision itself. However, we've always wanted to kind of lean in towards more remote, more independent, more, you know, self-sustaining.
Freedom.
Tú y yo, ¿verdad?
Sí.
We want the ability to be working wherever it is that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Así que we did do it with that intention. We have said this before that we've been trying to run this podcast like a business. And we, you know, obviamente, the first few seasons, you know, they were good, but at the same time, there was a lot of pod fades de aquí entonces, ¿verdad?
Sí.
There was a lot of things that I was learning, tanto from, you know, how to put together a podcast episode, how to outline an episode, how to market an episode, how to create marketing for it, how to edit the episodes. Todo eso we had to learn. Not just on the software side, but on the hardware side.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had to learn that consistency is key to everything. Algo que yo siempre pues batallo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, pero at that point, we were, you know, still trying everything, see what was working, see what wasn't working. At one point, we even tried merch for a while, ¿verdad? Pero we didn't really like how it was being sourced, so le pusimos un alto a eso. You know, we were kind of just trying to see how we can make this not only just a hobby, but something that would turn some type of profit, ¿verdad?
Sí.
And throughout this, you know, couple of seasons, yeah, there are three and definitely now in season four, I started noticing, well, you know, I've been learning quite a bit when it comes to podcast editing.
Uh-huh.
I feel comfortable with this. And we have all the equipment for, you know, microphones and mixers and software for voices. So
yeah, because Jesse didn't just want to make a podcast and then give it to an editor. He wanted to do everything himself.
Yes. And that, and, you know, we didn't have the money to be hiring all kinds of editors, you know?
Oh, but we had the money to buy...
This is very different.
All this equipment.
This is very, very different.
It's definitely an investment.
Yes. That's all this was. This was an investment. Mm-hmm. Knuckles is like, you know, for me, you know, investing in some material. But at the same time, my curiosity, see, did lead me to, okay, well, then how do we actually do it? How do we actually edit it? So, of course, comencé a aprender. I started feeling more comfortable. And así nomás, casualmente, I started freelancing it. I started freelancing some episodes. I started freelancing some voiceovers. And I did that, I think, you know, kind of alongside as we started experimenting with our podcast.
Yeah.
And creo que ya tenemos que, like, 2 años haciendo eso, maybe, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, like, last year, really, that we're like, you know what? Let's open up an LLC. We're already investing in this. We're already investing in equipment. We're already investing in software y todo eso.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well, you know, get some tax benefits off of it. So we did. We, you know, enrolled in an LLC. Y de eso, we kind of just started.
Well, I think we just made it an LLC kit, like, December, October?
October, yeah.
Okay, October.
Pero ya cuando estábamos en esos planes.
Right, before taxes.
Yeah, ya cuando estábamos en esos planes, like, what we were doing, we were advertising a little bit more word of mouth, ¿verdad? More como que, like, hey, by the way, you know,
we do this. And it was more online, really.
Yeah.
You just would put the website up and, like, quien cae, cae.
Exactly. Y de ahí comenzaron a llegar unos poco más jobs, a bit more voiceovers, some podcast editing. And then we didn't really hit, like, our first, like, you know, digamos, bigger client until, you know, the county health department reached out to us for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, our first, like, oh, okay, like, yeah, we can totally do a video project.
Sí.
I mean, we have the equipment, you know? It was, yep. Like, the vision is there.
The thing what happened was that COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we no podíamos trabajar with the public como queríamos. So we saw a huge push for digital stuff,
mm-hmm.
which was for the health department really hard to wrap their brains around it because for a long time, no nos dejaban hacer nada, like no Facebook, no Instagram pages. Everything was like super secure, lockdown, no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic hit and it was like, we were trying to save lives and help, you know, doctors in the hospital and all these things. And then at the same time, our little like departments were like, hey, but we still have to work, you know? So I just opened my mouth and I was like, hey, we have a business where we do these things. Like, I think it would be really cool si pudiéramos hacer un video, like with someone cooking and doing what we do usually en frente de la gente, pero as a video, and then we can make it visible for anyone to click on it on the coalition website. Y como que at first, you know, it takes a while, you know, you know how it works. Pero once it did, like, and people saw it, they were like, oh, this is what they mean. This is what they're doing. This is cool. I just feel like because we are the health department, other departments got busy and doing other things, like, you know, the hotline and things like that. So it was just like not something that picked up, but we did a really good job the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that set the tone for like, hey, we're here, you know, we can do these things. Sí, obviamente you were still teaching. So the editing and putting it all together, it took a while. Pero we did a little cooking demonstration. We did a hand washing segment where enseñamos a la gente, like, how do you properly wash your hands? Y luego hicimos like a really simple, you know, food demonstration along with a translated version that I did later on. I translated it and then I voiced over it. So we have an English and a Spanish up on the website, I think, hopefully.
And as simple as it sounds, there's a lot of work that goes into this.
Yeah. And then, like, I was still working there. So había como otras cositas that we did, like, we went to a site where we checked on the garden and I recorded one of my coworkers like planting a tomato plant porque ya no podíamos con los residents, but we could do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And she recorded herself what she was doing, dándoles tips, mira, háganlo así, háganlo así. And then like I put it together on my iPad at work and we used it on a presentation for that site, that specific site with that specific demographic. So yeah, and then it kind of just went from there.
It did just kind of go from there. You know, in esos tiempos while we were doing that, I was also simultaneously learning just overall how to be a creative person, ¿verdad? Not just, you know, for the sake of throwing, you know, content, but really how to hone in onto what our podcast is, what our target demographic is, what our message is going to be, de qué forma vamos a hacer este podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Y, you know, in that process, I was able to meet, you know, some really cool people. Like, I've been able to meet and work with and, like, pick the brains of podcasters that have really successful podcasts. I mean, you know, I remember there's one session that we did con, you know, the gente de Laugh Out Loud, you know, or Latinos Out Loud, perdón. And I mean, that's a huge podcast. I remember we did a good session, you know, just kind of brainstorming with, you know, Brenda from Tamarindo Podcast, you know, Julian from
Tanashana,
from Tono Latino también. So like just being able to be in that kind of creative space, mm-hmm. Sí te pone una perspectiva of like, okay.
And so cool because all this happened
During COVID.
During COVID.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, we can just, all of us can just get together on Zoom. Like it wasn't, yeah. It was so easy now to like meet and talk and pick the brains and kind of learn the ins and outs because we were still, we still are very small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, being able to be in that space when people who have a more wider audience, you know, such a, you know, because when it comes to like, you know, big names in podcasting, especially like, you know, lo que es like the Latino, you know, Mexican American or like Latino American community, dude, I mean, Latinos Out Loud is huge.
Yeah.
You know, Tamarindo, huge. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Nochona también is big, but it's not only just a podcast, it's a whole publishing company that goes behind it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, just even though it wasn't some like crazy planned session, just being able to kind of see their perspective on how they're trying to be driven regarding their content. And that one insight, they get like, okay, this is what I want for mine.
Yeah.
Eso es lo que yo quiero hacer con esto, ¿verdad? Obviously, we have a very different type of podcast de todos esos los que acabas de nombrar. Mm-hmm. Pero it was cool seeing and learning from them. And that's what this whole journey has been one big learning curve, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Now, from the creative side, from the writing side, from the producing side, from the editing side, I've had some clients, you know, when I'm trying to pitch my services to them, que me preguntan, hey, what's your background on, you know, editing and, you know, audio production? I'm like, dude, it's all self-taught.
YouTube?
It's all just trial and an error, you know? And
hey, if makeup artists can claim that they're makeup artists and they just learn on YouTube, then cool.
I mean,
we can do it too.
I mean, pero hemos aprendido bastante. If you go to our first episode and you listen to the audio quality de ese episodio and you kind of like, you know, compare it to the newer ones, then yeah, you can tell the difference. Granted, there's some episodes, even on the newer ones, that sound a little, well, that's me experimenting. I still have to experiment de vez en cuando, you know? I have to kind of work with my flow. Pero in that, hemos aprendido how to work audio production. We've learned how to do framing for videography. Mm-hmm. Photography, I'm not so good at. You are better at photography than I am.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I have you for that one there.
This is the thing.
Mm.
Can I go off my petty tangent?
A ver, dale.
I am better at photography than you.
Yes.
I don't know how to use the camera we have.
Perfect.
Porque it's not the camera I wanted.
Oh, wow.
And
you refuse to learn?
And me entra like that whole, no me escuchaste, you just put me aside.
That's mad petty.
I made myself like the biggest victim.
Ni el caso, dude.
So, yeah, la agarré
caso.
En contra la de cámara.
De la cama todavía.
Sí,
de
dude.
La cama todavía.
Wow. Okay, I'm not done with my book, okay? But I'm going through therapy. Okay. Uh-huh. But, so cuando según tú, you advertised yourself as with photography and we actually booked a job, you were not bad. I think you're better at the editing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. You're not good at the editing.
I wasn't bad at the editing, but I did, you know, have some help from a friend who more editing. And she's like, try these tones and these tones and these tones. And it looked a lot better.
Sí, pero...
To be fair, it was cloudy. The one day it's cloudy.
It was really cloudy. And
all right. How am I supposed to plan for that?
It was like most photographers like cloudy, but we were trying to shoot like a pool.
Yeah, and, dude. And it's all cloudy.
You know, like sunny Yuma. Come visit sunny Yuma. And it was like cloudy.
The one day of the year que estaba cloudy aquí afuera, ¿no crees? Like this is, okay, yeah. Gente, lo que están escuchando, if you are not from UA, you have to understand that we
are the sunniest place.
Sunniest place on earth. All right. World record, verified, todo el show, sí. Blue check mark on Twitter.
Go check the Guinness.
¿Verdad? Y ese día.
Ese día.
Sa cloudy. And not just like nubecitas, like no.
Dude. It was overcast. Machine.
I was in London.
Yeah.
I was in London.
Yeah.
I was having tea and crumpets, all that good stuff.
Pero lo que ayudó fue que it wasn't like the sun's coming in and out. It was like a big blanket of
de perdida. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm better at it. I need to learn how to use our camera more because the pictures I took were on my iPhone.
It's so funny because when I was learning the locate the camera, I've been learning everything from shutter speed to ISO to aperture y todo eso, framing, lo que quieras, the histogram, todo eso.
Yeah, you can hang on a conversation about photography.
But once I take that picture.
Yeah, bro. You don't have perspective. You don't have angles.
You know what it is? I think it's my ADHD.
Don't.
I think it's my ADHD.
A ver, ahora por qué?
Because cuando es audio, es vamos, 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 vamos. And then when it's video, it's vamos, 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 vamos.
How?
Video is like, okay, we're going to go to this frame, and then we're going to jump to this frame, and this frame, and this frame, and this frame.
But when you're shooting it, no. You have to have a steady hand.
Well, yeah, but it's still like, it's more dynamic. You know, photography is like, pon ahí, expose, espérate. Si el sol no le está pegando la forma que le está pegando.
There are some photographers who take pictures really quick.
I haven't met them yet.
No, okay, well.
I haven't met them. I watched this one documentary on photography. I remember back in high school. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like the Bob Ross of photography. And he's like, I'm telling you, he's like, sometimes with photography, you just have to trust
Jesse.
Your instincts. Sometimes you're thinking, this is a good picture.
Sometimes.
But can it be better? And wait till sunset. What? Wait till sunset? Like, what am I going to do like all day just chilling until sunset? And
no, sure enough, your ADHD does kick in. You don't have to wait around till sunset.
The guy told me to wait till sunset.
Tú haces otras cosas. And then like, okay, yeah, you look at Google, when does the sunset? Si para las 7, the sun setting. Yeah, para las 6, you should be out there in your location,
I just
ready. Feel
like photography is like, no sé, like it's such a slower burn. It feels like it's a slower burn.
Did you think I was slow?
Yes. Yes, because I was like, okay, I took the picture. Well, that doesn't look like I wanted to. Well, that's weird. Well, it must be the pool. The pool must suck. That's what
no,
it is.
No, bro. You know? I'm so happy I was there. We had gotten our COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
The second dose.
Yeah.
And we were out there shooting, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, pobrecito, Dios mío. Cada vez que you would shoot something, I was like, a ver.
Pero no es por nada.
And then behind you, I would shoot it with my iPhone.
Yes, this was our first paint gig. Yes, you know,
our big photography.
Yeah.
Our first photography paid gig.
Yes, I'm still learning.
And they loved it.
And they absolutely loved it. So that's okay because we like to stand behind our quality. Yeah. Like, we're going to figure this out and we're going to make this, you know, a good deal for you.
Did we argue?
Yes.
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 But we got the job done.
We got the job done.
And it made us stronger.
Yes, it did. Now I know that next time, tú vas a tomar las fotos, you know? Tú vas a tomar las fotos. And I'm going to handle the negotiation and the emails and the back and forth with. You know what? You're good at emails, but you're not good at one-to-one meetings because I went to a one-to-one meeting with the folks over there.
Do not Zoom me. I will email you.
Yeah. So let me be the, hey everybody.
You guys, by the way, if you get an email from the 50-50, it's me. Unless Jesse, for some reason, told me to do it and then he jumps the gun and does it himself.
Yeah.
And then I email the same person twice.
Same thing for DMs on Instagram. Chances are it's Jessica.
Don't tell them that because now then nobody's going to DM us.
No. Chances are it's going to be Jessica.
You guys, Jesse does not reply to any of your DMs.
It's Jessica.
Any of your messages.
Wait, hold on. With Juan, I did reply. That was me. When I first initiated the contact, that was with Juan. That was me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like, if someone
reaches out to us. We have a friend, Uriel. He's like, I don't know who I'm talking to. And I'm like, that's the point.
That's the point.
Because it is sometimes you, but 95% of the time.
Not 95.
Soy yo.
80, 20.
If the post is kind of wonky, como que medio gacho, así medio, it was Jesse.
Yeah. Like the quality, the design?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like I want to do this vibe. This is the thing. This is what we argue about all the time with the 50-50 media. Mm. We have creative differences.
We do.
But we're learning how to mesh. Pero when it comes to your content, it's what you want. Mm-hmm. Ahí no metemos cuchara unless it's like audio clarity and things like that. But for the most part, it's like you do what you want. I'm just saying, like, for our page,
yeah,
we argue.
And, you know, I want to say that when it comes to the whole media process, it's funny because we do a lot of services. Like, you know, like, come on, you just mentioned videography, photography, you know, audio editing, voiceover. Dijo friend of ours, El Gibran. And then on Saturdays, we do car washes. Y vendemos tamales también on the weekends. You know, like,
please.
I know it sounds like a lot, but I guess if we had to really specify it, it's creating media specifically for businesses. We want to focus on that.
Please do not call us for a wedding or a baby shower or a gender reveal.
We're the worst.
Or a family photo.
We're just the worst. Jesse
agreed to do our niece's senior pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genesis, I apologize ahead of time.
And like, según yo voy a tomar las fotos.
Según tú.
You're going to take the pictures.
I'm going to take the pictures. I am.
Yeah. For some reason, like, you know, when it comes to like business marketing, it clicks a lot more than, you know, business to consumer. Mm-hmm. Así que I've been having such a good time, you know, working with that.
Real estate. You try to dabble into real estate.
And yeah, I did, you know, some of that. I'm currently working on another project.
Which real estate está bien fácil, especialmente si ya limpiaron la casa and they're out. Mm-hmm. Cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
And because of COVID, it's contactless. So a lot of people do want to see a house online. maybe don't want to show up that day. Maybe they have symptoms and they shouldn't be out.
On the flip side, though, real estate is so hot right now that the only ones that make sense are the ones that are super prime luxury, the ones that are going to be a little bit harder to sell in the market.
Oh, okay.
Because these $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 homes are just
flying. Do you
know how
much time I spend on Zillow?
They are just flying.
Do you know how much time I spend on
According
Zillow?
According to Hibran, by the time it's on Zillow, it's too late.
Do you know how much time I spend on Zillow?
How much?
So much time.
Yeah.
Do I plan on buying a house and moving to Oregon? No. Am I looking? Yes, 100%.
That's what I feel every time I watch, like, you know, some YouTuber reviewing this cinematic 4K, 8K, you know, $17,000 camera. And I'm like, wow, am I going to buy it?
Oh, wow.
No.
No. Mira, somebody posted a YouTube video that I follow. They're from the UK. They're from Brighton.
Uh-huh.
And she had an ad. She bought a new house and she started working with, like, their Zillow version of real estate. And I looked it up. Am I going to buy a house in the UK by the beach? No, but I'm there. I'm scrolling. So if you want to take pictures of luxury homes, yes.
You got this?
Bro.
You got this.
I love it.
Yeah. So overall, you know, our biggest forte has definitely been, you know, what the 50/50 Media has been communicating. We have a great relationship with our clients. You know, shout out to Yovi. Has been absolutely fantastic.
Has she been your first?
She was actually one of my first very long-term clients, you know. Because the thing with podcasters is that everybody wants to start a podcast until they realize how much work there is into it.
Yeah.
They do 1 to 10 episodes and then they're gone. So I've had a lot of people that I create 1 to 2 episodes and then they just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, hey, is your podcast still going? Like, did my service was not good enough? I was like, oh, no, dude, we actually stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Así que.
Yeah, no.
That's the big reality for a lot of people, ¿verdad? To be fair, we haven't really expanded much more in our offering our services because we were so constricted on time with our other jobs.
Yep.
That's no longer the case.
However, people.
That is no longer the case.
If you're listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you. You paid my groceries.
Ahorita les estamos diciendo that the 50/50 Media is officially full-time freelance. Así que. Hire us, you guys. Háganos hire, por favor. Things that we are excelling at, we excel in communication, we excel in transparency, we excel in customer service, and we excel in, we are really good at editing podcasts, producing, everything in the audio space I feel really comfortable with. I feel quite comfortable with the videography and editing portion, especially on the more, like, you know, straightforward ones. Photography, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm down. If you're down, I'm down.
I'll take over, though.
¿Me va a tomar un poquito más? Sí, me va a tomar un poquito más. Pero this is, so far, the services that we've been learning because I have spent, digamos, tres años. Learning these things. I mean, huge shout out to the YouTubers and every step of the way that I have learned a lot from. You know, Podcast Stage with Andrew. I mean, I learned so much about hardware and microphones from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Judd. Man, this YouTuber was just insane regarding how he explains everything from, you know, mastering levels to software to lighting. Think Media, también. Marcus Brownlee. I mean, these are all YouTubers.
I like Marcus.
Peter McKinnon when it comes to, you know, different types of photos. Segui también with photos. I mean, just so many de que put content just on a very simple, broken down scale. I honestly feel like I've gotten a world-class education just by learning and practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing and practicing. And now, we feel confident enough. We really do feel confident enough that we can provide value para ustedes. Así que that's kind of where we're at with it. It started off as a silly little hobby. We started, like, you know, doing some side gigs. We started getting organized. And now we're kind of in this level de que le calamos or what? And here
all
we are.
All in.
We are basically all in. It's kind of scary.
A little bit.
A little exciting.
Yeah.
Pero I think we can do it. The good thing is de que.
We've been wanting to. Y las circunstancias, one way or another, were just not there and now they are. So
at least we feel like, okay.
We're going to give it our all.
This is as good as the chance is going to get. So we might as well try it.
And thank you to our current clients.
Thank you guys. You know, gracias por su business. Gracias for, you know, reaching out to us for our support. You know,
huge push for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
This is a small business. So it would be, you would be making a huge difference in your community.
Y no nomás, ¿verdad? También incluyendo eso mismo. Like, you do make a great point in the sentido de que, you know, especially if you are también like a Latino entrepreneur, small business, like, we get you. Mm-hmm. Entendemos. We know what you're trying to accomplish. We kind of understand your vision and we're all for it también. Así que that's been one of the, you know, coincidentally, ¿verdad? A lot of the clients that we have, especially long-term, también son, ¿verdad?
Bilingual,
Latinos.
That and, need content in both languages.
Yeah. Or at the very least, we understand the goal and the vision that they're trying to accomplish, yeah. You know, with their business or with their services, because estamos haciendo provide. Así que it's, now that we are in this step here, let's just go for it. Let's see where it takes us. Así que, you know, for everybody who has been listening for the past 4 years to the 50-50 podcast,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. For those who have been listening and have been reaching out to us on our media services through the 50-50 media, gracias. And we called it the 50-50 media because todo empezó con el podcast.
Sí.
Todo empezó con el blog that then turned into a podcast.
Yeah, but Jesse wants to change the name of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see maybe for next season. We have something in the works. Y si me lo roban, I swear, dude, like, oh man. I'm not even going to say it right now because I'm not ready to trademark it. So no lo voy a decir, ¿verdad? Pero todo empezó with this, the 50-50. Todo empezó con el Aaron making some dumb remark while we were having ramen and drinking a Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
Y de ahí empezó todo esto. Así que, sin querer queriendo, aquí estamos.
Okay.
We're going to see where
this
goes.
Share, subscribe.
Thank you all for joining into our journey and our new adventures que nos esperan. Y muchas gracias, everybody, for listening too.
The 50-50.
This episode is brought to you by the 50-50 Media. If you have a business, you have an audience. Engage with them, connect with them, grow. This is what we are here to help you out with. We are here to help you with your media needs, whether it's voiceover, podcast production, writing, videography, or photography. Estamos aquí para ayudarte. So please reach out to a free consultation with the 50-50 Media, ya sea con nosotros, ¿verdad? And check out our website, the5050.com. That is thefifty.com. Hey, pretty good for a commercial, huh?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Just keep that little bit in.
And just like reuse it over snippet. And over and over and over?
Yeah.
Nah. Let's keep it fresh. A veces está como que like, no, pues aunque pues este negocio les viene por la, you know, like I want to throw my individual flair en cada uno.
Okay, yeah, because we know that that's what makes you cool.
My superpower comes
that's
from.
That's your superpower.
From my lack of structure.
Okay.
Yeah. Así que, yeah, outro energy, outro vibe. This has been the episode. You know, we kind of wanted to discuss lo que es nuestro negocio. You know, it feels weird diciendo negocio. I don't feel like a businessman. I don't feel like a business person.
But you've always wanted to be.
I've always liked it. I've always been in love with the whole side of business and the entrepreneurial side.
Uh-huh.
Pero, like, no sé, like, I don't feel like Mr. Big Money, Big Shots, you know? Like, I feel just like some guy who can help you out with your business and dame dinero. You know what I mean?
Collect like, cash on the side.
That's kind of what I feel like. The imposter syndrome, a veces sí te va a ganar, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I don't know why you keep saying we.
We.
Porque me entra así como que like, pues yo no, I just answer emails, you know, and. No but I
cierto.
Do a lot.
No es cierto.
Yeah. I know, I do
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you're discrediting yourself. That's the imposter syndrome talking right there.
That's what I'm telling you. Que también me entra a mí. It's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. But we feel comfortable. Like, you know, si estamos aquí venturing and reaching out to you is because we honestly feel that we can help you out. Like, we honestly yeah. feel like we can do the project. Si no podemos hacer the project, we'll be very honest mm-hmm. with this.
And we're editing. Well, Jesse's editing currently. Can I say?
Lo más da como unos numbers y unos figures, pero no, no digas exactamente con quién. Exactamente.
Oh, I was going to say, go listen to them.
Okay. Not yet. We're still working on that.
Así okay. Que, well, listen to this podcast because Jesse edits this one.
Yeah. Así que, yeah, you know, and it's the biggest thing that this podcast has kind of turned into, aparte from a platform, has been a portfolio, you know, kind of showing what we can do. Así que, this has been. I've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah, you love it.
I am absolutely loving
it. And I love
it.
That you love it.
Yeah. Man. I don't know what to say about this anymore. I think I'm done talking about this.
Cool. Hire us.
Let's just get to work.
If you know somebody who needs help, send them our way.
The moment that we can make enough money to live in a third world country, nos vamos a largar de aquí.
But we can still help you.
Exactly. Well, saying like, we'll be helping you online. I'm saying we're not going to ditch you. We're mm-hmm. just saying that, you know, big term goals. I would like to live in a third world country.
Yeah.
Con este negocito, you know? Yeah. That's the dream. Panama. Panama would be cool.
Okay, cool.
Ecuador would be cool.
Okay, cool.
Singapore would be awesome.
Sure.
You wouldn't be down for Singapore, liar.
Panama, I need to learn. I need to know that I can communicate.
They speak English.
In Singapore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of like the Philippines. They all speak English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. A Philippines. I would go to the Philippines.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I just gotta take my little beans because too much rice, man.
Yeah, see.
My bowels.
That's the goal, man. As soon as we can reach and sustain ourselves in a third world country, pa' ya nos vamos.
So help us reach that goal.
Por favor.
Hopefully by 2025 we can do that.
I think we can do it. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Maybe we can go and tour Mexico para que all the white gringos like El Ford doesn't have to do it by himself, you know? Mm. It'd be nice if actual Mexicans toured Mexico. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
Wouldn't it? What a concept.
Yeah. What a concept. But you know what? To be fair, Ford is pretty Mexican himself. That guy is basically paisa at this point.
He's... Yeah.
Yeah. He's raza, bro.
He's adopted.
Yeah, he is. He's even like, he's transitioned from super touristy places to like low-key places that you've never even heard
like
of.
I don't even think he's invited to the carne asada. I think he's invited to like
la quinceañera,
like las posadas.
He makes the carne asadas. He invites you to the carne asadas.
He's invited to like the nopales con chile. Dude, like it's just
he's transitioned to that point.
Yeah.
He's inviting you. Ya ves cuando hacen con la el barbacoa en el hoyo y lo tapan y todo eso. Sí. That's what he invites you to, and he did it himself.
He did. I saw.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Así que shout out to Ford, man. Algún día cuando estemos acá nosotros,
catch you there.
With these business ventures, we'll be catching up to you, man. Así que, and everybody, muchas gracias. Gracias. Check out our website. Check out our Instagram, the 5050 the50fifty.com.
If you DM us, it's me.
More than half of the time it's Jessica. I'm not gonna lie. Así que if you see winky face, kissy face, probably me.
Hearts. That's Jesse.
Let's keep them guessing. You know, so thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your likes and thank you for your support on the previous episode. I had a lot of great comments and support. I appreciate you guys. Muchas gracias. Y como siempre, everyone, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.